Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man live at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center at the Big Green Egg headquarters here in Doraville, right at 285 and 85. Chef Eric is getting ready to magic bullet something. But before he does, I want to remind you that we all try to take off for the holidays. So we'll be taking off next week. There will be a best of show as we don't get to luxuriate like you all get to do. We have to struggle. Okay. And so we will be off next week. And Chef Eric, I know you're excited about your... Have you ever had a magic bullet before?
Yes.
Oh, so you know what they're like. I have not, so I'm going to get to see it firsthand. Yeah. Tell us about your little cooking gadget here.
Well, it's a magic bullet's commonly used for shakes and smoothies and things like that, but you can use it around the kitchen. What I like about it is that the whole thing comes apart. It's easy to clean.
Yeah.
It's smaller than a big old blender or Robocoo or something like that. So if you're just dealing with small amounts, this is a great way. And it's a pretty nice size thing. Well, the kit that I bought, which is a little different.
You can't just buy the, you have to buy the Super Deluxe.
No. Actually, I bought the entry-level one, which is just great for smoothies, personal smoothies, very easy to clean. It's $59.
Oh, that's
But if you want the NutriBullet version, which they have here at the Cordon Green.
Oh, do they really? Is that theirs?
That's theirs.
Oh, I thought that was yours.
Yeah. This one is about $149 last I saw, roughly.
$149.
And it comes with a lot of different attachments, different sizes. It's really pretty cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with our pastor marinade for this. And what we've got is, so far in the NutriBullet, I've got half of a real sweet Vidalia onion that are just rough chopped into chunks.
But how did you know it was a real sweet?
Because it said so on the bag and the tag.
And the tag. Excellent.
And I took some pineapple rounds. Now, I went to the market. Couldn't find pineapple rounds, didn't want to core the pineapple myself, so I bought chunks. We're going to grill some of the chunks a little bit later on one of the perforated grill plates.
Yeah.
But I took about 8 or 10 chunks of the pineapple, put it in with the NutriBullet, put in a little bit of cilantro. I'm going to put in now roughly a half of a cup of orange juice. I'm going to put a quarter cup of distilled white vinegar.
Now, you're using distilled white. Someone may ask the question, I know they will.
Apple cider.
Why not apple cider?
You can. You can use it. The only reason I'm using this is that in this particular case, it's more traditional to use the...
Obviously, this is not Irish cooking.
No, this is not Irish cooking.
So, is white or apple cider vinegar more pronounced in Latin cooking? Or is there a preference?
White is definitely more pronounced.
Is it more readily
available? Just, yeah, there's just not a lot of apples, if you think about it. So I'm putting in a combination, totaling about a quarter cup of annatto and hot chili powder.
I was going to say,
And a little bit of standard chili powder.
No, I think, Teresa, that would be holy mole.
And then we're going to go with some oregano. Just about a teaspoon of oregano.
I love oregano. You know how much I'm also starting to get much more into cumin and coriander.
And that's what we're going with here is cumin.
How did I know?
No coriander, but cumin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go a couple of teaspoons. The big man himself.
No, I'm sitting over here.
And then we're going to take some chipotle chilies in adobo sauce.
And that's the sound of the container opening up that you did these at home on your Big Green Egg, right?
No. So chipotle chilies are best purchased in a can. Yeah. And the reason for that is that this extra little sauce you get in here, that's the adobo sauce. You want to make sure you got that in there as well.
Now, I know you make adobo sauce at home.
No, not like this.
Oh, really?
No. This is just, I mean, probably could, but...
But that's so beautiful, though. And, you know, there's
some
things...
It's perfect. It works great.
You know? Yeah, there's some things that it just... You don't need all that.
All right, so I'm going to see how this blends up. We may add a little bit more liquid. So just...
What consistency are you looking for?
I want it to be not too loose, kind of like a... Thick shake.
Okay. Looks like you just about nailed it. Speaking of thick shakes, do you go by Sonic very often?
No.
I've never tried one. I've never tried a Sonic shake.
I would say that those shakes that they sell look really awful. I can't imagine how many calories are in most of those.
Oh, God.
They did one. I saw a commercial today. The guys are funny. I mean, the commercials are funny. This guy has it's a birthday cake shake with chocolate whipped cream on top, and then flakes. I mean, a little little candies floating throughout. Like
this got awful. To be what 1,500, 2,000 calories in just a shake.
Exactly. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Ooh. He's doing the food dance, and for those of you who have never seen Chef Eric dance, it's quite interesting.
I'm going to give myself a little bit more acid.
More acid? At least you're not putting more heat.
No, no more heat.
I was going to say, because when you went, whoa, that first initial whoop.
Oh, means, I like it.
Yeah,
no,
well, I
like
know.
It. But realizing that not everyone has my taste for...
Very few have their taste for...
For as hot as I like it. Like, I like ghost peppers, you know, those...
That's so obscene.
I know, it really is.
Ghost peppers, nobody should eat those things. So I think those were created by ISIS.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they give them to people and it kills them.
No. All right, so I'm now going to take a couple of gloves here. You know, it may be a telling thing, I'm not sure, but here at the Big Green Egg, the thing I love is that they have extra large nitrile gloves. You know, most places you go to, they're just large.
Yeah, I get all sizes.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Cover all the bases.
Because there might be a few guys hanging out in here that have
I think you're the 2X glove.
Yeah, well, no.
Of course, I've run into the same kind of problem, but...
You tried this?
Root beer?
Not just root beer.
What is it?
Not your father's root beer. And it comes, the story is that it comes from a guy whose great-grandfather was like a pirate on a ship, and he brewed beer around the world to keep him going. And this is his root beer, and it's the hottest thing in the summer. They can't keep it on the shelves.
Really?
Yep, so you try one, and then I'll make one for you, too.
Oh, wow. We shall...
Did we make root beer? I screamed the other day. We helped River Blood.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's actually beer. It actually has...
That's a beer. Yeah.
Well, then I can't. You know what? I'll let the other guys try. I'll take a sip. Yeah, I'll let the other guys finish it because I'm on the road.
It's really good.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
You can't tell there's beer in it.
So it's called Not Your,
Not
Father's,
Your Father's
Root
beer.
And that is for sure.
Oh, my God. Michael, I hope you and Teresa will finish it off. Don't mind my backwash. But anyway, so now you've got that beautiful, beautiful sauce. Well, really, it's a marinade.
Yeah, this is a marinade. And I'm just going to get all the pieces well entrenched here. And I'm going to reserve some of the sauce. I might reduce it down, make it into a sauce. Or
see, I think that would be killer.
Do something else with it. I don't know. Maybe I'll just take it home. And
I think you will.
Make myself some al pastor later on. So I'll set that aside. But, make sure these are in good contact. Now, this can marinate... 4 hours.
I was going to say all that acid. You got to be
3-4 hours. Yeah. We're gonna cut that short here for our purposes today, but we're probably gonna let it go for 45 minutes to an hour. It really should be enough. We're not gonna scrape off the marinade or anything. That marinade's gonna be on there, and I will, with a little bit of that leftover sauce, I'll actually baste the chicken.
And please, this is a safety tip reminder: do not reuse.
Nope.
The basting sauce from
Correct. The
chicken was marinating. Now, people will say, well, yeah, but you're cooking it, so it doesn't make any difference. It does.
It does. It does make a difference.
You just don't use it.
Right.
That's, you know, that's just
That's
our,
why we reserve
that's right.
some of the sauce. So that we're going to use that for the basting.
And your recipe comes with more than enough reserve. Unless you're going to...
Yeah.
I mean, for you're talking maybe, what, 4 to 6 nice size. Chicken breasts?
Yeah, those are actually cutlets.
Cutlets, okay.
That were pre-sliced, because you want this to be thin. Traditionally, the chicken's very thin.
Now, could you take breast meat and pound it out and use that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anything that's thin. So, by the way, this is also great with pork. Especially if you get pork sirloin and then some pork belly mixed together. but thin slice it all as much as you can and mix that together.
When we come back, Chef Eric, I had my first experiment and first try with a pork sirloin steak.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely over the top good. And we'll talk about that when we come
back.
As Chef Eric continues with his not your daddy's or not your father's root beer. We are Chef of the Fat Man at Blue Collar Chefs today live at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, better known amongst the aficionados as Le Cordon Green. When we come back, Chef Eric, I've got to ask you before we go out to this break, I got to ask you, what is your favorite barbecue item for the 4th of July?
I would say mollejas, morcilla.
Why in the world did I ask?
And entraña.
Okay, well, when we come back, we'll find out what that means. Chef of the Fat Man, I just do spare ribs, baby.